or at BroadwayTruck.com.
Realtors have expertise in land development and management, retail, industrial, office, and investment properties. They have the experience, knowledge, and savvy to help you achieve your business and investment real estate goals. Realtors also have the power of the National Association of Realtors behind them, working with legislators and regulators to support the key role commercial real estate plays in our national economy. Ask for a professional who understands your commercial business. Ask for a Realtor. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Hi, I'm John.
And I'm Tony. Has it been more than 2 years since you checked your insurance rates?
It could be you're way overpaying.
And who wants to do that?
Not me.
Not me either.
Call us at MidwestInsurance.com.
And we'll give you 10 quotes in 10 minutes.
What are you waiting for? Pick up the phone, dial 314-569-1010, and you'll get
10 quotes in 10 minutes is all you need. Call 314-569-1010 or visit MidwestInsurance.com.
It's pumpkin season at Denny's. Try the new pumpkin pancakes breakfast. Look for Denny's coupons in your mailbox on November 17th. Welcome to America's Diner.
I have no idea what the words are.
Hey,
I know that part. With your hand. What's the matter with your hand?
Yeah, what's the matter with your hand?
What's the matter with your hand? Why's it got hair all over it? And something diamond. Got a really funny quick email that listener Craig just sent me. It says, on average, an American man will have sex 2 to 3 times a week, whereas a Japanese man will have sex 0 to 2 times a year. He says, this is upsetting news to me and most of my friends because we had no clue we were Japanese.
Wow.
That's pretty funny. Thank you, Craig. Off to the phones we go, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. Now, I know that Bob is on the phone, and we've talked to Bob before. And Bob, I hope you don't mind. We had Southside Harry. We've had Blind Bob. Is it okay if we just refer to you as Penis Pump Bob?
You got it, buddy. Is it fine?
Yes, it is.
Okay, because you sound like you got a little cold or something. But yeah, no, it's Penis Pump Bob from St. Peter's.
I have a cold.
I just want to tell you guys something.
Yeah.
My wife, I had it done about 9 years ago. I think I told you before, something like that.
Yes.
And my wife's birthday is coming up at the end of November. And yeah, I think it's time to tell her that I had this done. What do you think?
Oh, I wouldn't tell her.
No.
Let her think you're man of steel. Let her think you're man among men. Don't tell her.
Okay.
So that's just how I roll.
About the Japanese fellows and all of that. Mm-hmm. I always thought I was a Sicilian. But now I'm thinking, that's the deal. I'm Japanese. You know, I only have sex twice a year, but that's with myself only. So I don't know if that counts.
Tom, is this your comedy? Is this a comedy entry for the talent show?
No, I'm going to sing for you.
Are you going to sing?
Yeah.
For people who haven't heard you before, we have to establish what part of town you live in.
Okay, I live in St. Peter's.
St. Peter's, a perfect town for a guy named Penis Pump Bob, St. Peter's. How old?
66.
Okay, now I didn't even need to know that, but you volunteered that information.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
obviously you're married. You have a penis pump because you had prostate surgery.
I had prostate cancer when I was 52.
And you sing its praises, and you're the guy that educated us about the great penis pump and how fantastic it was in that you can experience pleasure of climax. Sorry, but we have to use those terms.
Oh, that's fine.
It's just, and it feels as good as it does when something, how should I put this, when there's an emission, it feels just as good as if there was one, but there's nothing. It's dry. It's air. There's no mess, no fuss.
Exactly. If I could reach it, I would, you know. But anyway,
What are you going to sing for us, Bob?
Pardon me?
What are you going to sing?
But one other thing is, then for some reason, it actually feels better. Because
whoa,
I guess you're, I don't know, the nerves are connected, right? I don't know, but the doctor, surgeon.
I'm telling you, after you talked to us last time, I'm not kidding. I wanted to go get one of these things implanted. I'm not kidding, because you made it sound fantastic. No, not okay. You're not going to implant it. I mean, what are you going to sing, Bob?
Lonely Girl. Just a couple lines, and I'm going to make some words up.
Hold on here.
Sing 100 years ago.
Hold on.
Word monitors, like I told you.
Wait, hold on, Bob. Are you singing it because the other guy sang it?
No, Oh, because that was one of my favorite songs, too. I'm not trying to edge him out or nothing, you know. Can I do a little plug for a group?
No,
or not?
No. Sounds a little coincidental, though, that you're going to sing Lonely Girl when the other... Who was the other contestant? What was his name? Dan, do you have a...
Oh. Bill.
And maybe that's what prompted you to do it. What's the plug that I'm not going to let you do?
Okay, you're not going to let me do the new group out there called Throw the Huns. It's a rock group. It's got Joe Smith as the singer. It's got, I think, Rob Boyer. The drummer is Bobby Taylor, and he's like in six or seven bands. Dynamite drummer from St. Louis. And they, their first time out was last week in Wood River at the Pump House. Isn't that funny? The Pump House. Anyway, go ahead.
But anyway.
Yeah. But
we're
like
ready. We're ready. Bob, we're ready for
Dynamite. So let's sing here, okay?
We're ready for Lonely Girl.
Okay. Hey there, lonely girl. Lonely girl, I'm so in love with you.
Those aren't the words.
Hey there, lonely girl.
Those aren't the lyrics.
Oh, lonely girl, I'm in love
that's
with you.
That's not the song.
Don't you know this?
That's not the song, Bob. Those
don't
aren't
you
the
know
words.
This something, boy.
No, I told you. I did. All I knew was, you know, the first couple. And dance it. It's okay. Just make crap up.
Yeah, well, Dan was wrong, and we don't need your phone number, Bob. I'm sorry. We're not gonna
really?
Yeah, I think you just called to plug whatever that was. Everybody would have forgot.
No. I did it. Well, how did the singing sound?
Not that great.
Okay.
It was okay. It wasn't bad. But that song has to be a higher register. Dan, is that the proper term? Register? Octave, key? What's the term?
Higher octave.
Hey there. Girl.
That's what you should have done. That's actually what you should have done. All right. Well, Bob, thank you for the call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Anytime. A penis pump Bob, everybody, for your listening pleasure. 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS. Emily joins us. Hello, Emily. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am great now that I've talked to you because there's something really terrific about your voice.
First of all, AM and the PM.
Thank you. No, there is. She's a very upbeat, nice, fun to be around person. I can tell that from a person's voice. Emily, are you calling for the talent show?
No, I'm not.
Okay, what can we do for you?
Okay, so I wanted to call and let you know about a situation that I had in regards to Penis Pump Bob. Sort of, kind of.
Okay.
A while ago, I had for sale a breast pump, and I put it in the paper, and I got a call from a gentleman, and he asked me if it could be used on his penis.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding.
Whoa.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm guessing it was just a sicko that wanted to talk to you about his,
So how far did this go?
I froze, and I was offended, and I just hung up on the guy.
That's good, I think.
Ironically, though, like the next day, he called back again, and he had said that it was for his wife, and I had told him that it was no longer for sale. So it had stopped there. Obviously, he was a sicko.
Did he the second time, did he try to be a different person, do you think? Or did he just say I was the one?
He did address what his name was, and I never asked. He had just said that he was interested in it, and he was looking for a breast pump for his wife.
And you knew it was the same number.
The first time, the guy clearly asked if it could be used on his penis.
Well, I don't remember much about them. I've seen them, but the configuration, it's more like a bra cup, isn't it? It's not something that would even...
Right.
Yeah, and the one that I had advertised for, I mean, it was a pretty good one. It was a Modelo, and it was the double.
Oh, Modelo.
Yeah, it was a Modelo, and it was like the industrial. It was a really good one. It was like...
But the shape of it, it wasn't shaped like cigar holder.
No, it wasn't shaped on, like the cups that go on.
Yeah, that wouldn't even work. It wouldn't even work.
Well, I guess he was desperate.
He's nuts.
He may have been Japanese.
Oh, see what she did there?
I guess
she
you paid to enter me for the talent show.
She tied the joke in too. Emily, that's a great story and a warning to everybody out there that any time you advertise or publicize something that's sort of personal like that in nature, the sickos can come out.
That's right.
Emily, next time you have something for sale, go to the yard sale on Saturday morning. That's a place
that's
to sell
stuff. That's what I'm thinking. Yes, that's right.
All right. Well, Emily, how old are you?
I am 39.
It's my favorite age.
Yeah.
39. That absolutely is my favorite age.
So do you still have the pump for sale, Emily?
I do not. Oh. No, I do not.
No, Piano's going to buy it.
No pump.
Well, now, hang on. His wife is due December 20th is the due date.
No, I wasn't going to buy it for her.
But she's going to have one. Oh, you were going to see if it worked on you. Emily, thank you for listening. Thank you for the call.
Thank you. You guys have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye. Have a good night. I like her.
Yeah.
And 39, my favorite age and everything. It's all in place. As you know, the ladies are crazy about us. Here's further proof. Marianne is on the phone. Hello, Marianne.
Oh, hi, Frank. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am fine.
How can we help you?
Well, I'm calling for the talent show.
Oh, great. What's your talent?
Well, I don't know, but I'm going to sing.
You're going to sing. And what part of town do you live in?
St. Peter's.
Another St. Peter's. St. Peter's is producing a lot of talent today.
Well, it's producing a lot of callers.
Are you married, lesbian, hetero? What's the deal?
I'm married.
Okay. And how long have you been married?
27 years.
That's a nice long time. You happy? Mm-hmm. You're pretty happy, you think?
Very.
Kind of getting miserable?
Yeah.
Okay.
No,
well, that's
happy.
Good to hear. And what are you going to sing today?
I'm going to sing Edelweiss.
Oh, Edelweiss. I know that song. From, I believe, Sound of Music?
It is from The Sound of Music.
I can't wait. Ladies and gentlemen, from St. Peter's, Missouri, here's Marianne singing Edelweiss.
Thanks. Edelweiss, Edelweiss, every morning you greet me, small and white, clean and bright. You look happy to meet me. Blossom of snow, may you bloom and grow, forever. Edelweiss, Edelweiss, bless my homeland forever.
My two favorite musicals, The Wizard of Oz and Sound of Music.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I think I know where this conference is going to go. Hang on here, Marianne.
Yeah.
Well, I've seen Sound of Music several times. I like the song. Anybody who's good. You know what, Marianne? We're going to take your phone number.
Oh, great.
Now, before we do that, though, I never thought about it until you just sang the song. It's kind of a weird song. Let's take a look at the words. Edelweiss, Edelweiss. What's the first line? Edelweiss.
Yep. Every morning you greet me.
Every morning you greet me. Small and wise?
White, clean and bright. Edelweiss is a flower.
See, I didn't know. I never knew that.
No, it helps.
Did you know that, Peon?
No, I have no idea.
I have never known this whole time that was a flower. Small and white, clean and bright.
And bright. Yeah.
You look happy. You know what that could be? That could be a white man waking up with
the little girl gave a bouquet of flowers to the Baroness. They were Edelweiss, and she said, "Oh, Edelweiss, my favorite flower."
But it could be a reference to a white man's wiener in the morning when the tent pole, when the tent pole is up, small and white,
small
in my case,
I guess.
Clean and bright. He just had a shower. You look happy to see me.
That could be. Hilarious.
Well, it could be. How old are you, Marianne?
55.
Favorite age?
Yeah.
55. I just read a great article called 55, My Parts Are Alive.
Whoa.
Written by a woman about her incredible sex drive, and she says 55 is a sexual peak for a woman. Did you know that?
I do know that.
Oh. Yeah.
Well.
Hey, I also write limericks. Do you want to hear my latest limerick?
Only if it's really
That's
dirty.
Yeah, I go ahead. Go, it's kind
go,
of funny.
Go ahead.
Okay, I do know a woman whose first name is Jaloney, so I wrote it about her.
Okay.
There once was a girl named Jaloney who got fat from eating bologna. The butcher, he supplied it. She killed him, so he denied it. And thus, she committed a felony.
Oh, that's great.
That's
fantastic. You just solidified your place as a finalist with part two of your talent.
Good.
Hang on, and Dan's going to take your number, okay, Marianne?
All right.
All right, thank you very much. Thanks for listening. That limerick thing, that was good. Committed a felony. That's clever. Paul is with us. Hello, Paul.
Hello. There's something on the internet Can I read it to you?
It's is this about, your? Are you? Is this for the talent contest or just? You're just no.
No, I can't. Or
no, no. Is it for? Is this your talent reading something?
Oh no, sir.
Okay, so you're not calling for the talent competition.
No, I can call another day.
No. We don't care why people call. Go ahead, read it to us.
It's a. I'll tell you what it's about. It's about Michael Brown's parents that went over to Europe.
It's bogus. It's not true. Is this about the UN rejecting and saying that they can't help them and there's a waste of their time and all that stuff?
You already see it.
It's not true. It's not true. It was put out 2 days ago, and it's bogus. It is absolutely fake.
Oh, that's interesting. It's going to incite a lot of people. If they
well, it is, and I've tried to shut it down because it's essentially saying that the UN, take a good look at it again, and you tell me if you think the UN would actually talk about anyone the way they belittle the parents of Michael Brown and publish it with a picture of Michael Brown giving the finger, which actually is a picture of young Michael Brown giving the finger. But read it again and tell me if you really believe the UN would ever state their opinion of what these people have presented to them that way. And then the answer is no, never. That's not, that is absolutely bogus.
You know how many people other than yourself and myself would read that and think and get outraged?
Thousands.
You got that right. That's
thousands.
Absolutely right.
And that's one of the problems I have with the internet is, and by the way, I've seen that thing 5 times now and it looks very legit.
Yes,
they
it
use
does.
CNN as a reference. I went to CNN immediately the first time I got it. There's nothing on CNN about that at all. And no other legitimate news site. It's not true.
Yeah, and mention the UN watching video and all that. And
yeah,
it's not true.
It's just
had that actually been true.
Have read it. I hope your listeners who possibly have read it are listening to you now also.
Well, I had an email just this morning from a lady who had sent it to me. And before I had a chance to write her back and say, hey, don't fall for this, she wrote me back and said, I just found out. She said, I feel so stupid. She says, I just found out this is a hoax. And it is. And I'm actually glad you reminded me to remind people that story, delete that thing, and do not forward it to people. It is not true.
No, I don't. But if you want to tell your listeners about it and tell them it is.
We did. We told them yesterday.
Very good. Thank you very much, Frank.
Thank you, Paul.
Bye.
And that's the thing, depending on the time of day you do anything, not everybody can listen for 3 hours. And the only reason I didn't fall for it, and a good friend of mine sent it to me, he said, wait till you see this. And the second I looked at it, I knew. And I've learned, thanks in part to Peon. Peon has sort of shown me that...
Oh, there's so much out there, especially the chain emails that you get. There's so much out there.
Well, let me say this to any listener that sends me any email that says, please forward this to 10 friends. As soon as you send me that and I see that at the bottom, it gets deleted. I'm not forwarding a chain anything to anybody. I can't stand that crap. You know, if you send this to 20 people, you know, one great things will happen and the Lord will blah, blah, blah. No.
But last week or the week before, there was a story out and it said... And this thing was on Facebook. Watch this video. It's horrible about a roller coaster that derailed at Universal Studios in Orlando. And it's actually a virus. People were saying, do not click on this. It's a virus. And it looked very legit from CNN and all this other stuff.
And that's one of the great ways they suck you in is they go, I know you love things like this. Wait till you see this video. Oh, that must be for a friend of mine who knows I like, handguns, or who knows I like cars, or I like remote control airplanes. I got to watch this, and then boom, virus. And it's very cleverly done. I know your strong feelings about this kind of thing. Watch this video.
Yeah.
That's a good way to suck people in. Before we break, I'll take Shane's call. Shane, how are you?
Hey, I'm good, guys. I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you. Are you calling for the talent contest?
I am. I'm going to try and give this a try. I'm a little congested. I got a sinus infection, but I'd like to sing for you guys today.
Sometimes you sound even better when you have a little sinus infection.
We have a lot
it makes your voice richer and deeper. Shane, where do you live? What part of town?
I live in Prairie du Rocher, Illinois.
Whoa, I haven't heard that town mentioned for quite a while. I know where that is. Are you gay or straight or married or single? What's the deal?
I'm married, straight.
Okay. And how long have you been married?
2 years.
So, how's that going?
So far, so good.
Give it time.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what are you going to sing for, Shane?
Last Kiss.
Oh, Last Kiss, the Pearl Jam?
No, I was thinking more like the Cavaliers.
Oh, okay. The old 60s Last Kiss.
Right, right.
I can't wait. Folks, from Prairie de Rocher, is that how you pronounce it? Prairie de Rocher? Or
Prairie de Rocher.
Prairie de Rocher, small town in southern Illinois. Here is Shane with Last Kiss.
All right, here we go. We were out on a date in my daddy's car. Boom, boom, boom. We hadn't driven very far. When there in the road, straight ahead, the car was stalled, the engine was dead. I couldn't stop, so I swerved to the right. I'll never forget the sounds at night, the screaming tires, the busting glass, the painful scream that I heard last. Oh, where can my baby be? Oh, Lord, took her away from me. I've got to be good. Crap, I messed it up.
No, she's gone to heaven, so I've got to be good. Try it again. She's gone to heaven.
She's gone to heaven, so I've got to be good, so I can see my baby when I leave this world.
Boom, 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 boom. A lot of times, the sound of applause and whistling may not necessarily mean you were that good. I don't think that the congestion was the problem. I just don't think we need your phone number. Are you okay? Are you okay with that, Shane?
Yeah, that's okay.
And I like that song. It's one of those we went through in the '60s, a period of depressing death car wreck songs.
Yeah.
You know, Dead Man's Curve and Last Kiss, and it was about somebody's boyfriend or girlfriend dying in their arms on the side of the road. I don't know what happened to us through that period. It was pretty gruesome and sick, but you did an okay job, but we're honest here. We're just going to tell you, you don't stand a chance against the ukulele player or the lady who played the organ.
Probably not. I remember hearing both.
Well, I hope you get rid of that cold or whatever it is, and thank you for listening.
No problem. Thanks, guys.
All right, Shane. You see there, not one rejected person has said, I'm going to come burn that place down.
No.
You know, that's just the kind of people that we attract. Decent people who can take it. I have big news about the Thompson Price website. You guys haven't seen it lately.
Mm-mm. No.
As of yesterday, I'm on it.
You are?
Yeah, even the one with me in the bathtub is on there. So if you go to thompsonprice.com.
What do you mean, even one of you in the bathtub?
There's one of me in the bathtub in the showroom.
Wait.
Of what? What are you?
Are you taking a bubble bath?
Yeah.
With the candles and everything?
There are pictures?
No, candles. Video. It's video.
Oh,
it's me.
Videos.
Hi, welcome, and I'm in the tub. Yeah, I don't know. There are about nine of them. One of them sitting on the toilet, one of them in the tub.
Sitting on the toilet?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
With the cramps and gurgles?
No.
They didn't let you take your clothes off and
in
the showroom, did they?
Yes. Oh, yes. No. In the tub. You can't see waist down, but I don't have... This is a rare, rare opportunity to see me with my shirt off. It's really frightening. ThompsonPrice.com, and there's a little video box, and when you watch one, if you just stay on it, it'll rotate to the second one. There are nine of these videos. And I want to state right away, I am personally responsible for the horrible audio quality because the guy who shot him said, I need to put a lavalier mic, that's inside talk, TV talk. It's a clip-on mic, he says, or sound quality. And I said, nah. I said, just use the mic on the camera because it'll sound like we're in a showroom. Well, I made a mistake.
You had a cameraman and everything?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I made a mistake because here's what the audio... Hi, everybody. Hi, I'm Frank. I'm in the showroom. That's what it sounds like, and that's my fault. Oh. I should have listened to him, but I think you might get a smile at least out of them. They're kind of the shirtless one is pretty disgusting. After I saw it, I thought I wish I could take that back.
Oh man, what made you decide to do that? Sure.
I don't. You know what? I don't know.
Do you ever do
something and then you go, why? What was I thinking? I don't even take.
You
my
don't
shirt
even do
off.
That on our vacation.
No, I don't take my shirt off on the trip with these
now
people.
Now you got it on the internet.
I know.
Whoa, man.
No, I know. I can't explain it. I'm sorry.
Something got
I did
a hold
it.
Of you. You just got crazy.
I'm sorry. I did it. I really am. But ThompsonPrice.com, it's all sort of a way of calling attention to the brand new renovation of the complex they're in, the shopping center they're in. They have a brand new sign out front. In fact, it opens with their new sign on their building. And you get a little peek at the showroom, but not enough to even begin to tell you what they do and how well they do it. You need to go in the showroom yourself, or you can start with their website. If you want it done right, and you're thinking about a total and complete remodeling of your kitchen and or bathroom or bathrooms, they did every bathroom in our house over a period of about 6-7 years. They did our kitchen. I would never even ask for a bid from anybody else. And this is before they were on the air with us. So what does that tell you? That's why they're on the air. When I find somebody I'm really impressed with, I want them on this show. Check it out. See what you think. Please don't email me with any negative reviews, because I know that's what you're going to want to do. I know what I look like with my shirt off. You do not have to email me and tell me. ThompsonPrice.com is the website. We're going to take a little break. We come back. More of your talent or whatever you want, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. And, of course, this is the big 550-KTRS.
Meet me.
Let's see how traffic's moving along with Tim Weiland.
Cleared the crash on eastbound 40 just before Highway 270. Things have thinned out there. Westbound 40 still running some slow pockets between 270 out through Timberlake Manor. They are working with the crash. It's off on the right shoulder on southbound 55 at 7th Street. Looks like we're still a little heavy coming in over the Poplar Street Bridge from about Tudor up to the bridge itself. Eastbound 270 slowing Lindbergh through 170. And this traffic report brought to you by Coca-Cola and the Walmart Deli. Make family dinner easy and delicious with an icy cold 2-liter Coke, 29-ounce Market Side rotisserie chicken, and 2-pound potato salad for $9.50 or less. Tax, deposit, and CRV not included. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's round ball time again. Tomorrow, Coach Ken Anderson and the Missouri Tigers take on the Kangaroos of UMKC at Mizzou Arena. Coverage begins at 7:30 p.m. and the tip-off is at 8. Catch it all right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Bang!
We are Mizzou.
We didn't think it could happen, but it happened. Golden Oak Lending's mortgage rates are down to 2.75% fixed. And there's more. You don't have to make a payment till next year.
This is Bob Ellman. When you're number one in St. Louis, you can do things others can't. In fact, if we can't close your loan, the appraisal is free.
That's right. At Golden Oak Lending, you pay nothing out of pocket. Put your credit card away. Not needed. Get 2.75% fixed today. Call 314-567-GOLD. 567-4653.
Take advantage of these special rates now. We're A-plus rated with the BBB. We offer no risk appraisals, and we will save you money. Call 567-GOLD.
Golden Oak Lending, short my blues.
Rates are down to 2.75%, 15-year fixed, APR 3.776. FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. NMLS 1149.37, 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri. Call 567-GOLD.
Martin Kilcoyne here, and you've heard me talk about the Infinity from Marvin, the 100% fiberglass window available from Amazing Siding and Windows. No gimmicks, no games, 100% fiberglass. Don't be fooled by the gimmicks the other window companies try. Vinyl windows simply don't stack up. And you need to act now at 636-230-5800. Remember that number, 636-230-5800, because you'll save 15% off per window and $250 off per patio door. No money down, zero payments, and 0% interest for 18 months, but you must act now. Get those new windows and patio doors before the holidays. Start saving on your energy costs. 636-230-5800 or stop by the Amazing Siding and Infinity Showroom there in Ellisville, Old State Road, just off Manchester, AmazingSidingSTL.com. Make sure you tell them you heard about it from your friends at the Big 550. AmazingSidingSTL.com.
Do you or someone you love suffer from headaches?
Migraines, acute or chronic cluster headaches?
They can be crippling and affect every aspect of your life. Well, there is help, and it can be found at the Headache Center of St. Louis. Make the call today to 636-368-9014 and schedule your appointment. The Headache Center treats patients with migraines, cluster headaches, face and cranial neuralgias, and other headache syndromes. At the Headache Center of St. Louis, you will receive a comprehensive diagnosis with personalized treatments. Make the call today and start your path to relieving those headaches. 636-368-9014 or find them on the web at theheadachecenterofstlouis.com. you will personally be treated by the doctor, who is a neurologist with board certifications in neurology, headache medicine, and vascular neurology. Don't let headaches take over your life. Call the Headache Center of St. Louis, 636-368-9014. Online at theheadachecenterofstlouis.com.
Hi, this is John Shea, Mr. Fix-It. We all have junk around our homes, old TVs, maybe an old refrigerator, the entertainment center, things your kids brought home from college, heck, things you brought home from college. You know the stuff you don't use, and it's just taking up valuable space. You'd like to get rid of it, but you don't know who to call to help you with all of this. Well, I need you to call Pitch It and Forget It, 314-932-1100. Pitch It will provide residential and commercial junk removal service with variable affordable rates. The friendly staff at Pitch It will visit your location on your schedule and provide you with a quote on the spot at no cost. They'll remove items from your basement, your attic, your office, your warehouse. They'll even clean up after themselves. You don't have to lift a finger. Isn't that nice? And their prices are lower than the national change. Pitch It is an eco-friendly, recycling most items, and they are fully insured. So call the folks at Pitch It at 932-1100. That's Pitch It at 932-1100 or pitchitandforgetit.com. That's pitchitandforgetit.com. Don't forget, senior discounts apply.
Here's a bright idea. Save 25% store-wide now at Metro Lighting, including most already reduced merchandise. Update that old dining room chandelier. Spruce up your bathroom lighting. Add a lamp or find a unique gift or accessory. Whatever your project, it's a great time to shop Metro Lighting with 25% off our already guaranteed prices. Metro Lighting, locally owned and operated and serving St. Louis for over 45 years. Visit MetroLightingCenters.com for the location nearest you. See stores for details. Some restrictions apply.
When our water heater broke down last month, it took 5 hours for the plumber to show up, and he charged us a couple of $100 just to come out. Then it cost another $1,800 to put in the new water heater. I felt like I'd been taken. But what else could I do?
The smartest thing you can do is get a home warranty from American Residential Warranty. Their home warranties pay to repair or replace all your major appliances when they break. Just call 800-711-6816. That's 800-711-6816.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I did. I'd been putting off getting life insurance, but then my best friend's husband died. I saw her struggle emotionally and financially, so I called AIG Direct. I was shocked to find a $250,000 policy for under $14 a month.
Call now for a free, no-obligation quote and save up to 70%.
1-800-767-9241. That's 1-800-767-9241.
A stop at Exxon and Mobil gives you energy for all life's journeys. Because where you go is who you are. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Are you struggling with your house payment? Did you inherit a property you don't know what to do with? Maybe behind on your real estate taxes and close to losing your home? Distressed real estate equals lots of stress. What do you do? Call me, Terry Hall. I can help you solve these issues, get you the most money you can get, and help you get on with your life. Distressed properties need experienced help that you can trust. Terry Hall, host of This Week in Real Estate. Call me, 314-220-0524. That's 314-220-0524.
Got a call from Thompson Price's office. Check this out. They're already getting calls from people who've gone to the Thompson Price website commenting on the In the Tub. And most people get it and they think it's funny. The folks at YouTube had them take down the one of me on the toilet. I'm in my clothes. I'm completely clothed sitting on the toilet. And YouTube said, we can't have that on. Have you ever seen some of the stuff on YouTube? What is wrong with the world? I'm not kidding. I'm fully clothed. I have my pants on. It's just me sitting on that toilet. And YouTube said, we won't allow that to be on here.
Wait a minute. I'm watching it right now, though.
It's on there?
Yeah. I'm watching you on the toilet
with
the remote in your hand.
They said they wouldn't let the toilet one. Maybe they haven't pulled it yet.
I think maybe. Somebody, are you sure it's a...
No.
Anybody pulling your leg?
No. He works there. Maybe they haven't had time to pull it yet. Or maybe they're... Maybe they're playing with me. I don't know. I hope so. I hope that's the case. I can't imagine they would strike that. There's some pretty disgusting graphic stuff on YouTube. Let's grab as many of these as we can in the few minutes that we have before Bill Cleveland comes on board. Can Dan hear me? Dan, you can hear me, can't you?
Yes.
Maybe you ask Bill and then shoot me a little note here on my screen if he can go in the playhouse, because I'd like to get as much talent as we can. And okay. If he can't, we'll get to him. Let's go to Gary. Gary, how are you and how can we help you?
Hey, Frank, doing good, and do your talent thing.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, not only is it alive and well, it's on fire. Gary, what part of town do you live in?
I'm in Fenton.
I'm sorry?
I'm in Fenton, Missouri.
Fenton, Missouri. I know exactly where that is. And hetero, homosexual, transgender, LGBT, gay, transsexual, what's your story?
Straight as you can be, Frank.
Straight as you can be. And you're married?
Married, yes, sir. Today's our anniversary, as a matter of fact.
Well, happy anniversary. How long have you been married?
6 years, sorry.
Whoa! There's trouble in this marriage. You had to stumble, and you couldn't remember if it's 5 or 6. Which is it?
Not less than 6 years.
6 years. How's that going so far? You know, that itch is coming up, that 7-year itch.
It's going good.
Okay, going good. What's your talent?
I'm going to play guitar and sing for you.
Oh, I love when people play guitar. What are you going to play and sing?
Do a Gordon Lightfoot song called Early Morning Rain. And I'm going to have to put the phone down and put you on speaker.
That's okay. Early morning rain. I know this song. And now, from Fenton, Missouri, ladies and gentlemen, here is Gary singing and playing the guitar, Early Morning Rain.
In the early morning rain, with a dollar in my hand.
Well, this is horrible quality.
With an aching in my heart. And my pocket full of sand.
He's good, though. I can tell he's good.
Yeah.
Gary, can you hear me?
And I miss my love.
That's not, no.
That's the answer. Gary?
No,
no. He's got to go. I'm through with
see
it.
See how long he plays.
I'm not kidding, though. You can tell he has a good voice.
Yeah, and the problem is that
he's too far away.
Well, the phone, I guess, is clipping things.
My phone's terrible.
Gary, you know what? Let me tell you something, Gary. Yes, it was horrible, but we heard enough that here's our reaction. And we just need to have a quick conference, and we are taking into consideration the horrible phone quality. Hang on here a minute. I heard the actual Gordon Lightfoot thing. We'll take your phone number, Gary.
That's great deal.
Yeah. Doesn't that make you feel fantastic?
Makes me feel great.
Is this not the greatest thing that's probably happened to you in years?
Yeah, other than my anniversary, of course, you know.
Yeah, I'll say. Gary, hang on. Dan will take your number. Thanks for listening, and thanks for being a part of our talent show, okay?
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, I'm not kidding. You could tell he had a very nice voice. Let's bring Dan in here real quickly. Dan, how are you?
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I have a talent that I'm actually going to need your help with a little bit.
All right, I'm here for you. What can I do?
Well, I'm a kind of a storyteller. But first,
can you clip that?
Sorry.
We had to clip. No, hang on. Now. Gary, I got to explain to people. We had to clip something you said because
Thank
we
you.
Can't put it out over the air. But Thompson
Thank
Price,
you.
What's your
Thompson
comment?
Price.
What's your comment?
The thing about you sitting on the toilet, even though that you have your clothes on, they know that you're full of, and that's why they had to take it off.
Okay, well, that makes sense to me. I'll go along with that.
Okay.
Now,
so here's the story.
Yeah.
Guy was getting ready to go down to buy a pistol at...
Pistols Plus.
He had to stop by the bank and get money.
From First Community Credit Union.
On the way there, he ran into a house and busted out the windows.
No, he needed Window World.
Then he got his car fixed at...
Johnny Landoff Chevrolet.
Schaefer
Auto Body. Sorry.
Thank you. Then, after that, on the way back from Pistols Plus, he hit a deer.
Oh, no.
At that point, the car was totaled. He had to go and buy a new car.
From Johnny Landoff Chevrolet.
Johnny Landoff Chevrolet.
That's right.
After all this happened, even though when he got home, his wife wanted a new kitchen, she wanted to call Thompson Price for a new kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
We had to take out a loan from?
American Equity Mortgage.
Thank you. What a story.
Yeah, I'll say.
You're not taking my number, are you?
No.
I think I hit almost every one of your advertisers.
You did, and I can't. You know what? That deserves a round of applause. You gave a great plug to many of our advertisers. I'm surprised you didn't put, boy, and it's so cold right now, they had to call Matheny.
Wait a minute. Yeah. He chipped his tooth when the deer hit the windshield.
Oh, Ballast Dental Care. And don't forget, it's so cold, he had to call Matheny. He could have gotten that in there, too.
Yeah,
but you know what?
Yeah.
You got about 80% of them. You did a great job, but we don't need your phone number. Dan, thank you so much for playing.
AM into PM.
And competing. All right, AM into PM. Can I squeeze one more? Or no. What do you think, Peon? Can Bill go on the Playhouse? Dan?
I haven't talked to him yet.
Didn't I just say like 3-4 minutes ago? Call Bill. Did you not hear me saying that?
I think so.
Do we have to play that back? I
think
no.
I remember hearing that.
I did. I said call Bill, see if he can go on the Playhouse. I guess maybe Dan was out taking a whiz.
I was.
He didn't hear that. Well, call him right now, and I'll talk to Debbie real quickly. Debbie, how are you?
Hey, Frank, I'm great. How are you?
I'm fantastic now that I've talked to you because you sound like somebody that I could get something going with.
Well, let's do it.
All right.
Winner.
That's all it took.
We have a winner. Debbie, are you calling for the talent contest?
You bet.
And what's your talent?
I have a joke.
Okay, now, let me quickly, what part of town do you live in?
Bridgeton.
Bridgeton, Missouri. Yes, married, straight, lesbian, happy, miserable? What's the deal?
Happy, straight, and single.
Ooh. Single by choice?
Well, I have someone in my life.
Oh, well, he's very lucky. I can just tell from your voice, he's a really lucky guy.
Yeah, he is. We're good for each other.
Well, that's good. Now, what are you going to sing? Oh, no, I'm sorry. You had a joke.
I have a joke.
Let me introduce you. Now taking the stage for the call is Debbie from Bridgeton, Missouri. Go ahead, Debbie.
There were these two Southern Belles down in Alabama. One was an older Southern Belle and one was a younger Southern Belle. And the older Southern Belle was sitting on the front porch down in Alabama. You know what? I'm really screwing this up. I am so sorry. Sorry.
Start over.
I'm going to just sit here and stop and think.
No, just start over. Act like this never happened.
Thank you.
We'll edit it out.
And now from Bridgeton, Missouri, here's Debbie.
Thank you. There were these two Southern Belles down from Alabama. One was a younger Southern Belle, and one was an older Southern Belle. And they're sitting down on their front porch, sipping their mint juleps with a breeze swaying down in Alabama. And the one older Southern Belle says, "Darling, see this big, beautiful mansion? Well, my husband went to Thompson Price, got everything remodeled in the kitchen and the bathroom, and did that for our first wedding anniversary." Young Belle says, "Well, isn't that nice?" And the older Belle says, "Darling, see this big, beautiful diamond? Well, my husband gave me that for our fifth wedding anniversary." Young Belle says, "Well, isn't that nice?" The older Belle says, "Darling, see that nice, shiny Corvette in the drive? Well, my husband gave me that. He went to Johnny Landoff Chevrolet, and he gave me that for our 10th wedding anniversary."
Well, I like that part.
Young Belle says, "Well, isn't that nice?" She said, "Well, darling, what did your husband give you for your wedding anniversary?" And the young Belle said, "Well, he sent me to finishing school." He said, "Finishing school? What'd you learn there?" "That I learned how to say, 'Isn't that nice?' instead of 'Who cares?'" Da 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 da.
And then
da 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 da. I think she deserves a round of applause. No, you deserve the Southern Belle accent wasn't too bad, and a little lag time in the telling, but I hope you can deal with this because this is devastating for some people, but not apparently most of our listeners. We're not going to need your phone number, Debbie. I'm really sorry.
Frank, I thought we had a thing going. You wanted my number.
You get a thing going with me after hours. I'll put you back in the contest. You can even win. Okay. All right.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Debbie, how old are you?
59.
Favorite age. My favorite age. Thank you, Debbie.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
See, our listeners are the kind of people you could actually hang out with and go to their homes for dinner, and it'd like be like you've known them forever. What's the story on Cleveland? He can. I
yes,
just saw it
can.
On the screen. Yes. All right. Let me do a little business. We'll get caught up. We'll have some news, and then we'll get into the Playhouse. By request, the great Nookie Green joke coming up. Associated Physicians Group, APG. An easy way to remember that would be all pain gone, and that's the goal. It's their goal, it's your goal. And the people who go in to see these terrific folks who are so good at what they do in the area of physical therapy and pain management, they see all kinds of people with all kinds of problems. They have four categories that they talk about that are the big four: neck, shoulder, back, and knee. But people come in with migraine, headaches, and all kinds of other things, and they're looking for relief. And they know what they don't want if they can avoid it. They don't want surgery, if it's possible to take care of this without surgery. And they don't want to be a slave to painkillers for the rest of their lives. And it's amazing how many times the right physical therapy and the right pain management can do what has to be done and can do what you want, and that is restore your mobility and give you your life back. What you need to do is go to their website, because on that website, they do a great job of explaining exactly what they do, where they do it, when they do it. And they have several locations, but they don't all do necessarily the same things. You know, one may offer a couple of programs that another one might. So go to the website, apgpain.com, see where they're located and what they do. And don't forget about the 13th annual Secret Santa Drive. That this is their 13th year, and they have made Christmas a whole lot better so far for over 1,400 families, and it's a great story, and you'll find that story on their website. Again, it's apgpain.com.
News, weather, traffic, sports, and live local talk. This is the Big 550
KTRS.
Streaming live at ktrs.com.
Depend on it.
Forklifts. Not as sexy as a new hot-looking car, but if you need one, you need one.
So what do you do when you need a forklift, electric scissor lift, pallet jack, rollers, jib booms, or whatever you need for your material handling?
Head to locally owned and operated AD Lift Truck for forklift sales, rental, service.